Hi everyone, this is Tracy Carvels from Flyaway Travel Writing Class. Today we're on module number 4, which is all about your assignment and writing your whole story. So you landed an assignment, or hopefully you have, or hopefully you will soon. So what is next? What's next is actually writing the story. Sometimes we get so focused on the entire pitch and sending it out to editors, and then, you know, there comes a time when we actually have to write the whole story. So basically I'll go over what we went over a little bit in the pitch, which is the lead, that opening paragraph that you've already sent the editor, the pitch that sold your story. So you're going to take that pitch, the lead paragraph, and then the rest of your story is going to follow that one paragraph. Remember that one important sentence I told you about? As you're writing, have that sentence in your mind. What is a story about? So when I wrote a story about closed door underground restaurants in Buenos Aires, every single part of the rest of the story related to that, how chefs are doing their best work at these underground restaurants. So I discussed their creativity, I interviewed some of the restaurant owners, some of the chefs, and so every single aspect of the story related to the lead of my story. Next, I want to discuss quotes. Who are you going to interview for your story? I suggest interviewing anywhere from 1 to 4 people. I've had some stories with 5 people, some with 1. It doesn't matter, but you definitely want to get some quotes. They add to the story. They give the reader a little bit more information about what you're discussing. And when you're trying to figure out who to interview, you could interview a restaurant owner, someone at the museum, a bartender, a waiter, someone you met while traveling, the owner of an establishment that you like. Could be anyone related to the topic of your story. So if you're writing about Disneyland, you might want to interview some family members, some families. If you're writing about bars, head to the bar, talk to some of the customers, talk to the bartender. It makes your story more colorful and more vibrant. Now, the end of your story is called the kicker. How will you end your story? And this will come as you're writing. It will just flow naturally, more than likely. And you can usually end it with a quote that sort of sums up the whole story, or it could be an observation that you have as you've been writing the story and after visiting the places that you're talking about. Now, this is another chance for you to go to the bookstore, open up some magazines and newspapers, and start studying articles. It's really one of the best ways to see how others are doing it and seeing the effectiveness of their quotes, the effectiveness of the kicker that they have at the end. Of course, their stories are written for other readers, but for you, as a travel journalist, they're kind of like homework for you to see how they've done it. And of course, you'll use your own creativity, your own thoughts, but sometimes it's good to just take a look and see how someone else has done something effectively. Now, I'd like to suggest to you to carry a notebook wherever you go, or a voice recorder, so you can take a lot of notes. I've missed out on some good quotes because I haven't had a notebook with me. You know, just sometimes you're just sitting talking to someone and they say something really profound that you could have put into your story. So I would definitely suggest keeping a notebook. Now, one of the basics of journalism is who, what, where, and when. It's very journalism 101, but it pertains to travel writing as well. So be sure to include all these elements at the beginning of your story. Who is in your story? If there are any people involved? What is the story about, which we've discussed over and over? Where are you? when did this happen? Was it last week? Was it during a monsoon? Was it in the winter? So you want to have like a sense of when your story happened. And also, one thing that the editor will ask you to do more than likely is to offer contact information. And this will usually be a separate box, or it might be at the bottom of your story. It will explain to the reader how to contact the places that you mentioned, the addresses, the phone numbers, the websites, the cost. So you want to take really good notes for this part of your story, because the editors will fact check. And actually, some editors won't fact check, and they'll have you do the fact checking for these sorts of elements of your story. So make sure you have correct phone numbers, addresses, sometimes even the hours or when a certain location is open or not open. So keep all that information in mind, and you can put it in your notebook. Now, there are a couple of books that I wanted to recommend, and I have them in the fun work for this week. But as you're writing, you'll sort of develop your own style. I know that I have my own style. And as you're writing, you will too. And you might want to read a couple of books while you're still in the stage of finding your voice. And you can find those in the fun work. And now, after you've, I want to tell you, after you write your story and you send it off to the editor, I really think you should celebrate. It's time to meet a friend for a drink or a dinner, because it's a big accomplishment. You've landed a story in a major newspaper or magazine. You finished your story and you sent it off. So celebrate, and then as soon as you're done celebrating, start working on other stories. Just constantly keep sending out your ideas. The more ideas you have out there on an editor's desk, the more likely it will be that you'll get published. So keep your mind percolating and keep writing away. Celebrate whenever you've accomplished something like landing a story or finishing your story and sending it in. Now, for homework for this module, I would like you to write an entire story. And so the editor said, yes, absolutely. So take the pitch that you worked on in Module 2, and I would like you to write a 1,000-word story based on that, and getting quotes, and, you know, just pretend that this is an actual story that's going to be published, if you haven't already landed the assignment. I hope you've landed the assignment. So if you worked on Module 3, you probably already pitched some editors, and maybe you already got an assignment, which is very exciting. But if you haven't, it's okay. It takes time. And I suggest that you write the whole article just so you can see how it's done, because the more practice you have, the better you will get at it. And you'll see as you write the whole article, you'll see how that first paragraph, that pitch paragraph, is so important. And you'll get better and better at that one paragraph after you write whole stories. So, my lovely travel writers, stop milling around and get writing now. Enjoy, and I'll see you on Module 4. Have a great day.